讲你嘅福音。
His name is Kyle Chang.
佢名系 Kyle Chang.
Comes to us from Redeemer.
喺由救主堂嚟到我哋当中。
And he's in the process of ordination with Redeemer.
啊，佢系准实习嘅牧师。
So we will turn this time over to him.
我将时间交俾佢。
His message is titled "Stay Awake."
题目系警醒。
It's a good message before every sermon, actually.
大家都醒醒。
Good morning.
早晨。
Thank you for welcoming me and my wife here this morning.
多谢你欢迎我同埋我太太今朝嚟到你当中。
We're very grateful to be here.
我哋好开心能够同你哋一齐。
And glad to worship with you this morning.
好开心能够同你哋一齐敬拜。
As George said, we're coming from Redeemer East Side.
George 头先都林长老头先讲咗，我哋都系喺救主堂嚟嘅。
But I hear that Covenant Church has been here much longer than Redeemer.
咁我听讲话圣日堂喺度耐过救主堂好多。
And I'm actually very encouraged just to be in a church that has been faithful to God for many years.
咁我好开心能够喺一个教会忠心向神忠心嘅咁多年。
And I hope to be of some encouragement to you all today as I share from God's Word.
咁希望我藉住神嘅话语都系今日可以向鼓励你哋。
Let me pray for us before I begin.
让我哋一齐祈祷。
Father, thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
Thank you that it speaks to us, that you speak to us.
感谢你向我哋说话，你嘅话语向我哋说话。
So speak to us this morning.
求你今天向我哋说话。
By the power of your spirit.
藉住你嘅圣灵嘅能力。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. So this week we are celebrating and remembering Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection.
今个星期我哋就纪念耶稣嘅生平、生活、佢嘅死亡、佢嘅复活。
Which all happened many years ago when he first came to earth.
咁都系好多年前，佢系嚟到地上呢件事发生嘅。
But just as important to remember is that Jesus is coming back a second time.
咁我哋好重要，亦都要记得耶稣将会再来。
In this passage, Jesus is talking about his second coming.
咁呢段经文咧，耶稣就系讲到佢嘅再来。
So I want to share three things that this passage says about Jesus' second coming.
咁我想讲呢关于呢段经文嘅有三点，耶稣讲到佢嘅再来。
First, why Jesus will return.
首先就系点解耶稣会再来。
Second, when Jesus will return.
第二就系几时耶稣会再来。
And last.What we should do until Jesus returns.
咁第三，最后就系我哋应该做乜嘢等候耶稣再来。
So first, why Jesus will return?
咁首先就系点解耶稣会再来
？Well, verses 24 through 27 in our passage give us at least three reasons why Jesus will return.
咁喺呢段经文第24至27节嗰度讲到有三个原因，点解耶稣要再来
？First, we see that Jesus is going to return.In order to change everything.
首先耶稣要再来就是要改变一切。
We see that in verses 24 through 25.
咁我哋睇到就是24至25节。
Let me read it for you one more time.
再读一次。
But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven and the powers in the heavens will be shaken.
在那些日子，那灾难以后，日头要变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
Did you hear what is going to change?
咁你有冇听到有咩要改变呢
？The sun, the moon, the stars, and the powers in the heavens.
太阳、月亮、众星同埋天上嘅能力。
Where else in the Bible do you hear about the sun and the moon and the stars like this?
咁你喺圣经边度有又会讲到日头、月亮、众星嘅
？A lot of places, including many of the Old Testament prophets, use similar language.
好多地方喺特别喺旧约，好多先知都系用相同嘅呢啲咁嘅语言嚟讲。
Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Joel, they all predict a future day when God is going to make everything right.
以赛亚、以西结同埋约珥都讲到有一日耶稣神会系有咁样嘅 再来的时候。
And they also speak of the sun darkening and the moon not giving light anymore and the stars falling.
亦都讲到日头要变黑，月亮唔放光，众星要坠落。
But what does this mean?
咁其实系咩意思呢？
Think about the first time in the Bible where we read about the sun and the moon and the stars.
咁首先就谂下，圣经边度开始讲系讲到日头、月亮、众星嘅咧？
All the way in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis.
就系圣经嘅开头，创世纪。
Genesis 1 tells us that God created the sun, the moon, and the stars.
创世纪第一章就讲到神创造日头、月亮、众星。
And He created them to rule over the day and the night.
就系创造呢啲出嚟去掌管日夜。
But Jesus is talking about a day when that is all going to change.
但耶稣讲到有一日，所有呢啲都要改变。
A day when everything God created is going to change.
神所创造嘅呢啲都要改变。
Nothing is going to be left untouched.
唔会有一样嘢系触摸唔到嘅。
Not even the sun and the moon and the stars.
就算系日头、月亮、众星。
Can you imagine a world without a sun? And moon and stars.
你可唔可以想象一个世界系冇日头、月亮、众星嘅咧？
It's almost impossible.
好似系冇可能嘅。
Because that is what the world has always been like.
因为呢个世界一直以嚟都系咁样。
Ever since God created it.
自从神创造咗之后。
We don't know anything else.
我哋唔知道有其他嘅可能性。
But when Jesus returns, He's going to change all of this. He says.
但系当耶稣再嚟嘅时候，佢话佢要改变呢一切。
This means that when Jesus comes back, He's not just taking us back to Eden.
就系话，如果耶稣再嚟嘅时候，唔系将我哋带翻去伊甸园。
He's not coming back just to do a do-over.
唔系让我一切嘅做一个修复。
And to return it to what it was like before the fall.
唔系话改变，唔系话去翻罪堕落之前嗰个情况。
When Jesus comes back, He's going to bring a new heaven and a new earth.
当耶稣再来的时候，他要带来新天新地。
He's going to make a world that's even better than Eden.
他创造这个世界是比伊甸园更好的。
If even the sun and the moon and the stars are going to change,
就算日头、月亮、众星都会改变。
Then start to think about what else is going to be different.
那你可以再想想还有什么会不同呢？
Imagine a world where all of creation flourishes.
想想一个世界是所有的被造物都是很兴旺的。
Imagine perfect harmony between animals and humans and societies.
想象人与动物与社会之间是完全的和谐。
Imagine the best possible New York City.
想象在纽约市是最好的可能性。
A city where there are clean streets.
街道是清洁的。
No pollution.
没污染。
No poverty.
没贫穷。
No crime.
No, 没罪恶。
A city where everybody has a home.
这个城市每个人都有一个家。
A city where nobody is a stranger.
这个城市没有人是陌生人。
And everyone looks out for one another.
每一个人都互相的照顾。
A city where there's nature and animals.
这个城市里面的自然就是动物。
And they live in perfect peace with the city.
他们也都跟这个城市是和谐地相处。
A city where there are rivers and forests with streets and skyscrapers.
这个城市里面有森林、有河流、有高楼。
That's just a glimpse of the new city we read about in the book of Revelation.
这个就是我们看到在启示录里面，我们看到少少关于这个新天新地。
The new Jerusalem Jesus is going to bring to earth when he comes back.
这个新的耶路撒冷就是耶稣再来的时候会带来这个地上。
But Jesus will come back to do more than just bring a new city.
但是耶稣回来不是除了一个带来一个新的城市。
It gets even better.
还有更多的更好的。
Which brings us to the second reason why Jesus is going to come back.
就将我们带到第二个原因，为什么耶稣会再来。
Because did you notice that the passage doesn't say that the sun is going to be made into a new sun?
你看到这段经文里面没有讲到这个日头会成为一个新的日头。
Or that the moon is going to be replaced by a new moon.
或者月亮是会有一个新的月亮。
Or that the stars will be replaced by new stars.
或者众星要有新的众星。
Instead, What do we see replacing the sun, moon, and the stars?
但是我们看到有什么是代替了日月星辰的呢？
Verse 26 tells us, so let me read verse 26 again.
26节就告诉我们，让我再读一次。
And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory.
那时他们要看见人子有大能力、大荣耀、驾云降临。
Do you know why it is significant that Jesus is described as coming in clouds?
你知唔知点解要讲到耶稣系驾云降临咧？有咩重要性咧
？It doesn't just mean that Jesus is going to return through clouds.
唔系话净系话耶稣要系藉住呢啲云嚟到再嚟。
He's not saying I'm coming back on a cloudy day.
唔系话我喺阴天嘅时候多云嘅日嗰日翻嚟。
Where else in the Bible do we read about clouds?
咁我哋喺圣经边度仲会睇到有云咧，讲云嘅咧
？Well, one important place we read about a cloud is in the book of Exodus.
一个好重要嘅地方，我哋睇到系讲云嘅，就系出埃及记。
When God is leading His people through the wilderness, do you remember how He appears?
咁当神喺旷野里边带领以色列人嘅时候，佢系点样向佢哋显现嘅咧
？In the night, He appears as a pillar of fire.
在夜间他就是有一个火柱
But in the day, he appears as a great cloud.
日间就是有云柱
Because what clouds often represent in the Bible is God's presence.
因为云柱在圣经里面就是代表神的同在
So Jesus is telling us that when he returns, he is coming back to bring God's presence.
所以耶稣讲到告诉我们他再来的时候就将神的同在带来
He's coming back to bring God's glory to everything.
他将神的荣耀是带来一切当中。
That's why there will be no more need for the sun or the moon or the stars.
所以就不再需要日月星辰。
Because when Jesus returns, he's going to be so glorious.
因为耶稣再来的时候，他是几咁的荣耀。
That he will give a light to the world that is brighter and deeper than any kind of light that we know of.
他所带给这个世界的亮光是比我们所认识的所有的光亮更加的明亮更加的深层
This is what it says at the end of Revelation
这个就是在启示录最后就是这么说
There will be no need of sun or moon to shine on the new city
那个新的城不再需要日月光照
For the glory of God gives it light
因为有神的荣耀光照
And its lamp is the Lamb
又有羔羊为城的灯
The Lamb is Jesus.
这个羔羊就是耶稣
And there will be no more night there.
不再有黑暗
Because Jesus will be the light all the time.
因为耶稣就是这个的光亮所有的时间
That is a reality that is difficult to understand.
这个的现实我们很难去明白
When I was a kid, I really loved the sun.
我是小的时候很喜欢太阳
I loved it so much that sometimes I would stare right at it.
我好鍾意有時我就直接望住個太陽。
I just wanted to soak it in and bask in it.
我想呢個太陽光照我。
Then one time my mom noticed me doing this.
有一次我媽媽睇見我咁樣做。
And she told me it was very dangerous.
佢話俾我聽好危險㗎。
That it would be bad for my eyesight.
對我眼睛視力係好壞嘅影響。
Maybe that explains why I have bad eyesight today.
咁可能就係因為咁樣，所以我今日嘅眼唔係幾好。
But maybe you've had similar moments.
或者你都可能有同樣嘅時間。
Where the sun is shining just right.
有時太陽就係啱啱好。
And you just want to bask in it and feel the warmth on your face.
咁你就想呢個太陽照住你嘅温暖。
And everything around us feels just right too.
咁你周圍嘅事都覺得好好。
That is something like what the new heaven and new earth will feel like.
呢個就係新天新地嘅感覺。
Except it will be infinitely better.
除了呢但是呢会是无限的更好
Because it won't just be the warmth of the sun shining on us
不单只是这个太阳的温暖照耀我们
But the loving face of Jesus himself shining on us
而是耶稣的慈爱的面容是照耀我们
We sang about it earlier this morning
我们今早都唱过这一段
And the best part about this is that anyone who puts their faith in Jesus will experience this
最好的就是每一个将他们的信心放在耶稣的身上的时候都会经历这一点
Let me read verse 27 again
我再读一次27节
And then he, meaning Jesus, will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven.
他就是耶稣，要差遣天使，把他的选民从四方，从地极直到天边，都招聚了来。
So this verse tells us one more reason Jesus will return.
所以呢段经文再一话俾我听，仲有一个原因，点解耶稣要再来
？He's coming back to gather his people.
就系要招聚佢嘅选民。
And Jesus tells us he's going to gather his people from all around the world.
耶稣就话俾我哋听，佢要喺各国列国招聚佢嘅选民。
Jesus says, from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven.
就系从四方，从地极直到天边。
This is another way of saying that he is going to get people from everywhere.
就是说他要从各处招聚。
From every nation, tribe, and tongue.
各国各民，各个语言。
This reminds us of two truths about the gospel.
那这里提醒我们有关于福音的两个真理。
First, that the gospel is for anybody, no matter where they are from.
首先就是说福音是为到所有人的，无论他们是从哪里来。
Anybody is welcome into God's family as long as they trust in Jesus.
每一个信靠耶稣的人都是欢迎进入神的家。
The mystery of the gospel is that it is for people of all ethnicities, cultures, and places.
福音的奥秘就是为到所有的各民各族各方的人。
But do you know what else Jesus is saying?
咁你知唔知耶稣仲讲啲乜嘢咧？
He is telling anyone who has put their faith in him.
佢就系话俾所有信靠佢嘅人听。
When I come back, I'm not going to miss a single one of you.
当我再嚟嘅时候，我唔会错过你哋任何一个。
I'm not going to forget you.
我唔会忘记你。
Wherever you are, I'm going to find you.
无论你系边个，我都会揾到你。
And I will gather you up with all of my children.
我就将你同埋我哋所有嘅儿女招聚过嚟。
Like a hen gathers its chicks under its wings.
好似母鸡招聚小鸡一样。
This is good news.
呢个系好消息。
And this news is for you if Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
呢个好消息就系俾你嘅，如果耶稣系你嘅主同埋救主。
And it is for anyone you love too if they look to Jesus.
亦都系为所有你哋其他嘅人，如果你系仰望耶稣。
It doesn't matter where they are.
无论你喺边一度。
They could live with you.
佢哋可能同你一齐。
Or they could be living on the other side of the world.
或者佢哋喺世界嘅另一边。
They could be going through a difficult time.
可能佢哋经历紧一啲困难嘅时候。
Suffering from loneliness or depression or sickness.
受苦受孤单疾病疼痛。
Wherever they are.
无论佢哋喺边度。
Whatever is going on.
无论发生紧咩事。
Jesus is not going to miss them.
耶稣都唔会错过佢哋。
And he's not going to miss you.
佢都唔会错过你。
But when is this going to happen?
咁但系几时会发生咧
？So our second point, when Jesus will return.
咁就系我哋嘅第二点，耶稣几时再嚟
？This passage gives a very clear answer to that question.
呢一段经文咧，俾我哋一个好清楚嘅答案。
We do not know.
我哋唔知。
Let me read verse 32 again.
我读第32节。
But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
但那日子那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
Notice exactly what the verse says.
你睇到呢段经文系点样讲嘅？
It says that no one knows when Jesus will return.
就系没有人知道。
So none of us,
所以我哋所有人，
but also even the angels don't know when Jesus will come back.
甚至天上的使者都不知道。
But what is more surprising is that Jesus himself says he doesn't know when he will come back.
但是更加惊讶的就是耶稣自己说他都不知道。
But doesn't Jesus know everything?
那但是耶稣是不是应该知道所有的事呢？
Isn't Jesus God?
耶稣不是神吗？
He is God.
他是神。
But it's important to remember when Jesus is saying these things.
但我们要记得耶稣是几时讲这句话。
Jesus is speaking before his resurrection when he lived on earth like us.
耶稣当时就是好像我们这样在这个世上生活，在他的复活之前。
And when Jesus lived with us on earth, he was 100% human and 100% divine.
当耶稣在这个世界和我们一起生活的时候，他是好像我们这样百分之百的人，但是他也是百分之百的神。
So he chose to experience the same kind of limits that we experience as humans.
所以他选择去经历好像我们人这样的经历。
Now that doesn't mean Jesus ever sinned or did anything wrong.
不是说耶稣会犯罪做什么错事。
He was morally perfect.
因为他的道德是完美的。
But it does mean Jesus chose to live with the limitations of a human body.
但是就是讲到耶稣会选择去用人的在人的身体的受限里面去生活。
For example, Jesus could not be in two places at the same time.
例如就是耶稣不可以同时在两个地方。
Just like us, even though we would like to be.
好像我们这样，虽然我们想。
That's not something wrong with Jesus.
但是这些不是有什么不妥。
It's just a limitation he experienced as part of taking on our humanity.
就是耶稣因为取了人的形象所经历的限制。
So Jesus is telling us that he also experienced a limitation of his knowledge.
耶稣也都告诉我们他也都经历到知识上的限制。
But why?
但是为什么呢?
I think part of the reason Jesus accepted this limitation was because he really trusted the Father.
我认为耶稣愿意接受这个限制是因为他完全的信靠天父。
Because the passage does say the Father knows the day and hour of Jesus' return.
因为这段经文就是讲到天父知道哪时哪日。
So Jesus may not have felt a need to know when he was going to come back.
所以耶稣觉得他没需要知道他几时回来。
Because he trusted that his Father knew, and that was enough for him.
因为他相信他的天父知道，所以就足够了。
But another reason I think Jesus accepted this was so he could experience what we experience as humans.
咁另外一个原因咧，我认为佢系咁样拣选去，就系因为佢想经历我哋人所能够经历嘅。
The book of Hebrews talks about this.
希伯来书有提到呢一点。
It says Jesus had to be made like us in every respect.
就系佢凡事与佢嘅弟兄相同。
So that he could be a merciful and faithful high priest.
就要喺神嘅事上成为慈悲忠信嘅大祭司。
For because he himself has suffered when tempted,
因为他自己既然被试探而受苦,
he is able to help those who are being tempted,
就能搭救被试探的人。
So what this passage is saying is,
这段经文就是说,
Jesus became like us,
耶稣成为人好像我们,
so he could understand us,
以致他可以明白我们,
so he could truly empathize with us,
他可以真正的同情我们。
It was so he could help us when we struggle.
他在我们的挣扎里面可以帮助我们。
Because he knows what it is like.
因为他知道是什么环境，什么情况。
When you read the Bible, especially the Psalms, something you hear over and over again is what?
当你读圣经，特别是读诗篇的时候，你听到很多重复的是什么呢?
You hear God's people crying out to God, how long?
就是听到神的子民向神呼求，还要多久呢?
For example, in Psalm 13, we read David crying out to God these words.
所以我们在诗篇第十三章，我们听到大卫向神这样呼求。
How long, O Lord?
还有多久呢，主啊？
Will you forget me forever?
你是不是永远忘记我呢？
How long will you hide your face from me?
你还有多久要躲藏你的面呢，掩你的面不见我呢？
How long must I take counsel in my soul?
我还要等几耐才能够得到我灵魂得到安慰呢？
And have sorrow in my heart all the day.
我的心整天都是伤痛。
How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
我的敌人还有几耐要胜过我呢？
Can you relate to David?
你可不可以跟他认同呢？
Do you have similar thoughts and prayers of how long?
你有没有差不多这样的祈祷说还有几耐呢？
If you long for Jesus' return,
如果你渴慕耶稣的再来，
But find it difficult to wait,
但是觉得等候是很难的时候，
find it difficult not to know when he's going to come back,
觉得不知道他几时回来是很困难的时候，
and you have to wait and wait and wait for things to get better,
你继续要等候等候等候更好的日子，
then remember this,
那你就要记住，
that Jesus himself lived with this uncertainty,
耶稣都是经过这样的时候，
Jesus himself is waiting.
耶稣他自己都是等候。
He knows what it's like.
他知道是什么的情况。
He chose to know what it's like.
他选择去知道明白这个情况。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
And he wanted us to know that he understands our pain and our suffering.
他想我们知道他明白我们的痛苦。
Therefore, you can pray to God with confidence.
所以你可以有凭着信心向神祈祷。
Knowing that he truly understands.
知道他是真正的明白。
There is nothing you need to hold back from God.
你不需要隐藏向神隐藏什么。
Because there is nothing you have experienced that he has not also gone through.
因为你所经历的一切他没有一样是不经历过的。
So pray to him.
所以向他祈求。
Pray openly and honestly.
敞开的诚实的向他祈求。
Pray to him especially when you don't understand what's going on.
特别当你不明白情况是怎样的时候，你要向他祈求。
When you have a lot of questions.
当你有很多问题的时候。
When you feel confused or lost.
当你是觉得混淆，觉得失落的时候。
God wants to hear from you.
神想听到你的向他祈求。
And he's ready to help you.
他已经准备好是帮助你。
He understands.
他明白。
And he's not going to forget about you.
他不会忘记你。
And he will answer you.
他会回答你。
So this brings us to our last point.
那就带到我们去最后一点。
What should we do until Jesus returns?
那直到耶稣再来的时候之前我们要做什么呢？
Jesus tells us in verse 33,
耶稣在33节告诉我们,
Be on guard, keep awake.
要谨慎警醒。
That's a good reminder for us right now.
这个就是现在要提醒我们了。
If you're feeling sleepy.
如果你觉得想瞌眼睡。
And then he gives us an illustration.
然后就给我们一个的比喻。
He says it is like when a man leaves home on a journey.
就好像一个人离开本家。
And he puts his servants in charge of his home while he is away.
当他寄居外邦，将权柄交给仆人。
But the man does not tell his servants when he's coming back.
但是他没有告诉他的仆人听几时会回来。
He doesn't tell them what day he will come back.
他没有告诉他听哪一天回来。
He doesn't even tell them what time of day he's coming back.
甚至没有告诉他听是什么时候回来。
It could be in the evening or at midnight.Or when the rooster crows, or in the morning.
可能是晚上或者半夜或者鸡叫或者早晨。
That's another way of saying he could come back anytime.
就是换句话来讲，就是可以任何时候再来。
But he does tell the doorkeeper one thing.
但他就是告诉看守的人一样东西。
Stay awake.
警醒。
Be ready for my return.
警醒，准备好我再来。
Don't let me find you asleep at the wheel.
不要让我找到你睡瞌眼睡。
Now, we can imagine it wouldn't have been difficult for the doorkeeper.
咁我哋可以想象一下，可能唔系咁困难。
If the man returned after just one or two days.
如果呢个人一两日之后翻嚟。
Or maybe a week.
或者一个星期。
But what if a few weeks pass by?
咁如果系过咗几个星期咧
？And still, there's no sign of the man coming back.
但呢个人都冇翻嚟。
And then another month passes by.
然后过咗几个月。
And a whole year passes.
过了一年,
maybe many years.
或者很多年,
at this point, the doorkeeper might wonder, is he coming back at all?
那这个时候呢, 这个看门的人呢, 就可能会想着他到底回不回来的。
So he starts going through the motions.
那所以他就例行公事了。
He might even start to sleep on the job.
那或者他就开始瞌眼睡了。
And then suddenly the man comes back home.
那突然间这个人就回来了。
And the doorkeeper is not ready.
那这个看门的人未准备好。
He is caught off guard.
他就被人看到他偷懒。
Aren't we often the same way sometimes?
那我们是不是很多时都是这样呢?
Jesus is telling us that the only way to be ready is this.
那耶稣告诉我们听他唯一能够准备好的就是这样。
Stay awake.
警醒。
Be on guard every day.
每一天都是警醒。
Because today could be the day he comes back.
因为今天可能就是他回来的日子。
But how do we do that?
但是我们怎么做呢?
How can we stay awake?
我们怎样可以警醒呢?
How can we be ready for his return?
我们怎样预备好耶稣的再来呢?
And not give up hope that Jesus is coming back soon.
不要放弃说耶稣很快再来。
Well, the good news is that when Jesus came the first time,
咁好消息就系当耶稣第一次嚟嘅时候
，He came when we were not ready for him。
我哋都冇预备好见佢。
But still, he was gracious to us。
但系佢都好有恩慈。
When God took on our humanity and became like one of us，
当神成为人嘅样式
，in the person of Jesus，
就喺耶稣嘅身上。
The world was not ready for him。
呢个世界都冇准备好见佢。
The world was not expecting him。
个世界都冇期望见到佢。
Even his own people did not recognize him。
就算佢自己嘅人都唔承认佢。
He was the Messiah that they've been waiting for。
佢哋喺度等紧呢一个嘅弥赛亚就系佢。
But they had fallen asleep。
但系佢哋瞓着咗。
They failed to see what was right in front of them。
佢哋睇唔到喺佢面前嘅系边一位。
That Jesus was the Messiah。
耶稣就系弥赛亚。
That Jesus was God。
耶稣就系神。
And that he had come down to save them。
佢已经嚟到系要拯救佢哋。
But what's even more shocking is that even Jesus' own disciples could not stay awake。
就系更加震惊嘅就系耶稣自己嘅门徒都唔可以警醒。
Do you remember that the night Jesus was betrayed?
记唔记得耶稣被卖嗰夜
？He asked his disciples to stay awake while he prayed.
佢祈祷嘅时候，佢就叫啲门徒警醒。
But what happened?
但系结果点咧
？Jesus comes back to the disciples and he finds them sleeping.
耶稣翻到嚟，见到门徒瞓紧觉。
So he gives them a second chance.
所以俾佢第二次嘅机会。
He says.Again, watch and pray.
佢话你哋要警醒祈祷。
But when he comes back again, he finds them asleep again.
但系当佢再嚟翻嚟嘅时候咧，见到佢哋又喺度瞓紧觉。
And the disciples, they don't have any excuse.
呢个门徒其实系冇藉口。
One more time, Jesus goes to pray to his Father, and then comes back to the disciples.
咁再一次，耶稣去向天父祈求，再翻到嚟门徒当中。
But this time, it's too late.
但系而家呢个时候咧，已经太迟啦。
The disciples are asleep。
门徒瞓紧觉。
And Judas and a great crowd have arrived。
犹大同其他嘅人已经嚟到。
And they've come to take Jesus to be crucified。
佢哋就要捉耶稣去钉十字架。
But Jesus knows this。
但系耶稣知道呢一点。
He knows his own people。
佢知道佢自己嘅。
And he knows that even his own disciples。
佢知道就算系佢嘅门徒。
Will fail.
都会失败。
They'll fall asleep.
佢哋瞓咗觉。
And he knows that we're not much different.
佢知道我哋都系差唔多。
That we will struggle to stay awake.
我哋要挣扎去要警醒。
But the first time he came,
但系第一次佢嚟嘅时候
，Jesus came not to judge us.
佢嚟唔系要去审判我哋。
But actually, he came to be judged in our place.
而系佢要嚟代替我哋被定罪。
He could have punished his disciples for failing to keep watch.
佢可以去惩罚佢啲门徒，因为佢哋冇警醒。
For abandoning him in his greatest time of need.
喺佢最需要嘅时候离弃佢。
He could have given up on them.
佢可以放弃佢哋。
He could have given up on us.
佢亦都可以放弃我哋。
Knowing that we would fail too.
知道我哋都会失败。
But he didn't.
但系佢冇。
Instead, he went to the cross willingly.
相反，佢系愿意嘅，想去十字架。
To suffer and die in our place.
去受苦，去为我代我哋死。
Do you remember what happens on the day of Jesus' crucifixion?
你记唔记得耶稣钉十字架嗰日有咩事发生
？In Mark chapter 15, we read that Jesus is crucified at the sixth hour.
喺马可福音第嗰度讲到耶稣系第六个时辰嗰时系被钉十字架。
Do you know what the sixth hour translates to in our time?
咁你知唔知我哋第六个时辰喺我哋呢个时候系咩时候咧
？It translates to noon.
就系正午。
To the middle of the day.
就系嗰日嘅中间。
When the sun is usually out.
太阳就系出嚟。
But then we read that at the sixth hour there was darkness over the whole land.
但系我哋读到喺正午嘅时候就黑暗遮盖整个地。
Complete darkness.
完全嘅黑暗。
The sun's not shining.
太阳冇发光。
And Jesus cries out.
耶稣呼喊。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
我神，我的神啊，你为何离弃我
？Why does Jesus say this?
点解耶稣咁讲呢
？Because on the cross, judgment day had already come down.
因为喺十字架上呢个审判嘅日子已经嚟到。
But not on us, but on Jesus.
不是审判我们，而是审判耶稣。
Jesus experienced the judgment and the condemnation that we deserved.
耶稣就是经历了我们应得的审判和定罪。
He took upon himself the judgment that we should have been given.
他就是背负了我们应得的审判。
Jesus should have received the warmth of the Father's face on him.
他应该是得到天父的慈容。
But instead, he suffered the Father's face turning away from him.
但是他面对的就是天父向他转面。
Jesus experienced the absence of God.
耶稣经历了与神的隔离。
He experienced the wrath of God.
他经历神的愤怒。
The wrath that we deserved.
我们应得的神的愤怒。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why would Jesus go through with that?
为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
He did this because when he comes back the second time,
他这样做就是因为他再来的时候，
he is going to come back as a judge.
他又会以审判者的身份再来。
And all of us will stand under his judgment.
我们就可以站立面对他的审判。
And if Jesus was going to judge us on our deeds alone,
如果耶稣是根据我们的行为去审判我们的话，
There'd be no hope for us.
咁我哋系冇希望嘅。
We know our hearts.
我哋知道我哋嘅心。
We know we're selfish.
我知道我哋自私。
We know we don't deserve God's love.
我哋知道我哋唔配得到神嘅爱。
But the good news is that there's another way.
但系好消息嘅就系我哋有另一个方法。
There's hope for us.
我哋系有希望嘅。
There is one way where we can stand before him and not be condemned.
我们可以有一个方法可以站立在他面前不被定罪。
But instead welcomed into the new heavens and new earth.
而是被欢迎进入新天新地。
And into his presence.
进入他的同在。
If you look to Jesus himself for your righteousness.
如果你是为了你自己的义去仰望耶稣的话。
If you honestly confess that you cannot make yourself righteous.
如果你是诚实的承认自己不可以是自己得以称义。
That time and time again, you will fall asleep.
因为你一次又一次的睡着。
But if you look to Jesus to be your salvation,
但是如果你仰望耶稣成为你的救赎，
to be your righteousness,
作为你的义，
then when Jesus comes back and you stand before him,
所以当耶稣再来的时候，你站在他面前的时候，
do you know what he will see?
你会他会看到什么呢？
He will see you clothed in his righteousness.
他就会看到你穿戴他的义。
And he will say to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
他就会跟你说，忠心良善的仆人。
You have been faithful over a little.
你对小，在小事上忠心。
I will set you over much.
我会将大的事交托给你。
Enter into the joy of your master.
进入你主人的喜乐。
If you believe this,
如果你相信这一点，
then you will wait for Jesus' coming back, not with fear, but with joy.
那你就会以喜乐的心等候耶稣再来，而不是恐惧。
Because it will be a day you will always look forward to.
因为这一天你是一直仰望的这一天，向往的这一天。
When the King of the universe will make everything new.
当这个宇宙的王要令一切更新。
And he will return not to punish you.
他再来不是要惩罚你。
But to welcome you into his presence.
而是欢迎你进入他的同在。
Into a new heavens and a new earth.
直到这个新天新地。
Where every tear will be wiped away.
每一滴的泪水都会擦去。
And where there will be no night, no pain, no suffering.
没黑暗，没伤痛，没苦难。
Just light, the glorious light of God.
只有光，就是神荣耀的光。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
圣父、圣子、圣灵。
And if you have not yet put your life into the hands of Jesus,
如果你还没将你的生命交托在耶稣的手上，
don't you want to?
你想不想呢？
Wouldn't today be a good day as any to do that?
今天就是一个日子。
You can be ready today to receive his welcome.
你可以今天就准备好去迎接他。
To know his love.
去认识他的爱。
Would you pray with me?
请你跟我一起祈祷。
Thank you, Father, for your love.
天父，感谢你的爱。
Thank you for sending Jesus to us.
感谢你将耶稣差来给我们。
To live and die for us.
来活，来为我们受死。
And then on the third day to rise again.
第三日复活。
To give us hope for a future.
给我们对将来有一个盼望。
for a new life,
一个新的生命
for ourselves,
是我们为我们自己
and for anyone who trusts in you,
亦都为到任何信靠你的人
we look forward to the new heavens and the new earth,
我们向往新天新地
and for your second coming,
期望你的再来
help us, Lord,
求主帮助我们
to stay awake,
警醒
to be ready for your return,
预备好你的再来
Today and forever.
从今日起直到永远。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to our last hymn, He Lives.
Okay, 我最唱最后嘅一首嘅圣诗，主活。